97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
It's beautiful in design, it's functional in purpose, and the simplicity of its innovative technology is a wonder to behold.
It's utopian. It's brave new world stuff, previously unthought of.
When I first heard about the Sarco, I got very excited because it seems such a wacky idea. But then I thought about it and I thought, you know, this is actually what I've been thinking about a lot.
You probably wouldn't guess what those people were just talking about. Sarco is probably a word you heard.
I thought she said soccer.
They said Sarco, which is short for sarcophagus. They're talking about a suicide pod that's been dubbed the Tesla of euthanasia. A U.S. woman from the Midwest just traveled over to Switzerland and used this suicide pod to kill herself. And a number of people have already said they'd like to do the same thing.
Wow.
You need to go Google this because I've seen nothing like it. And I have a lot of thoughts on it, but basically this particular woman was 64 years old. She became the first person, she did this week, the first person to use the suicide pod to end her life. She was immune compromised, doesn't say specifically what she had, but she took this pod thing that relatively small. I mean, obviously you have to fit inside of it, but it looks kind of futuristic. It looks almost like a spaceship.
You know what it looks like, Carl? In the Star Trek movies, when Spock died and they jettisoned his body off of the ship.
In Star Trek 2.
That's what it looks like. That's what the pod looks like.
I thought it looked like Superman from Superman the movie.
Oh, maybe.
When he came to Earth from Krypton.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Nerd talk.
So what it does is you get inside and the machine says, if you want to die, press this button. Those are the last words that you hear.
Wow.
And what it does is it floods the chamber with nitrogen, which then basically plummets the oxygen levels. And then it says within 10 minutes, you die. They claim that this is going to be like, you know, as if you were to peacefully die in your sleep. The whole idea is that you can take it anywhere. So you could take this pod and place it on the beach, take it and place it on a mountaintop. This woman took it to the middle of a forest. Now, what's interesting about this, too, is that Switzerland's one of the few countries, I guess, where people can go to legally end their lives through assisted suicide. You can't have a doctor, though. It can include outside help, but you can't have a doctor. So the way they got around this was they didn't actually build this. They 3D printed it. So they were more or less hands off is kind of what they said, because I listened to multiple interviews with the people who were behind this Sarco, as they've called it. But now several people have been arrested in connection to this woman's death because it's very convoluted, but you still in Switzerland can't have death by euthanasia.
I know there are European countries where you can, correct?
I believe so. Well, I know that Switzerland's not the only one where you can do this.
So it said here that this is the quote from the doctor in the Daily Mail is interesting. It looked exactly as we expected it to look. My guess is she lost consciousness within 2 minutes and died within five. We saw sudden small contractions and movements of muscles, but she was probably already unconscious by then. So the doctor didn't even know if she was conscious or not when she basically suffocated to death in this pod.
Right. The doctor who was behind it said that within a couple of, when you're inhaling, after a couple of inhales, you would start to get very lethargic. Right?
Right.
And then just minutes later, your life would be over. Suicide is obviously a very touchy topic. I know people who have ended their lives this way, starting back in high school, and it is so incredibly sad. I know so many people who struggle. I just worry that, well, I have a lot of concerns in general with it, but in particular with this Sarco pod, as they're calling it, I feel like they're almost glamorizing it. It feels like this is looked at as, well, this is the way you can, if you're suffering, this is just the way you can go. You know, like there's, it's not this idea, this mentality of like, persevere, you know, you can get through this. And I don't know. I do not like this. I understand, I guess, the thought behind it, but I do not, especially as a Christian, I do not agree with this.
No, I don't either. It says here, there's another story that says the makers of the Sarko suicide pod have been accused of manipulating and exploiting an American woman looking to end her life. They manipulated her into spending all of her money before she crawled inside of this thing.
There is, by the way, an emergency exit, they say, but I think that you can pull or push out to leave, I guess, if you change your mind, and some button you can also push. But if they're saying that you're very lethargic after a couple just...
Yeah, it would be a little late
inhaling,
at that point,
I don't know how you would even really have the strength or the wherewithal mentally to be able to do that. I mean, you've got like one breath in to probably change your mind, and then it would be too late. Now, it seems like, because my first thought, too, was also, well, what if somebody is like power of attorney and they decide, you know, somebody's in a coma and they're like, well, yeah, this is the way they want to go. My assumption would be that you would have to do it internally. That you can't just, you know, put somebody in there and then press the button. Like, this is something that you would have to do yourself.
Yeah, and that's clearly what they're trying to skirt, right? The law that says you killed that person as opposed to they killed themselves.
That they made the decision. They're trying to say you're given some code, so they're also using that as an argument to say clearly they're in the right mental state. You know, they had to be at least somewhat with it, I guess, in order to make that decision to be able to climb in this and hit the right buttons and enter the whatever code you're given.
So if I'm understanding the story correctly, there's a debate even in Switzerland over whether or not this is legal.
Yeah, well, because you can't use euthanasia there. So yes, you can you can end your life legally there, but you can't use euthanasia. Well, this obviously would be some form of that, they're saying.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, this was a Midwestern woman who traveled over there specifically to do this. And they're saying, well, because this is 3D printed, you know, this is kind of the model and now anybody could do this. So how long until this really starts to take off? And more and more people from the U.S. are traveling over there and just saying, well, this is the way I want to go. There was one article I read where there was a couple who looked to be maybe in their 60s or 70s, not old at all, and they've both said this is the way they want to go. Like, they've already more or less signed up saying, yeah, this is what we're going to do to end our lives. Because I think they even made like a double pod. I don't know.
Just to be clear, there are no sarcopods in America that we know of.
No.
There's none anywhere near P. Diddy's prison cell, correct?
Not that I'm aware of, Mark, but that might be a good question to ask.
Honestly, he's on suicide watch. So you'd need to. These are pertinent questions right now because before he Epstein's himself, we need to know that there were no sarcopods involved.
It's creepy. You should go. I know it's we're trying to describe what it looks like to you. You should Google this sarcopod.
Yeah, Sarco and. Sarko suicide pod. How disturbing.
It is. I mean, it's like a gas. I'm not even going to go there. I just think it's disturbing. And I think more and more people are going to view this as like, well, I'm having a hard time. I have this diagnosis or I'm having a hard time. I'm depressed. And this is the way that I'm just going to go this route. I don't know. And my heart goes out to anybody who's dealing with that. I can't imagine. I just don't think this is the answer.
No, I would agree with that completely. Wow, it was not even on my radar. I mean, obviously, I knew there were some people that went somewhere into Europe last year, and two sisters who committed suicide, and their brother didn't even know it was going to happen. Like, they just went over there together and committed suicide
together.
Yes, at the same time.
Not euthanasia.
It was basically euthanasia. It's legal in at least one European country. I'll have to look into where that happened, but I do remember reading the story, and I know those were the facts of the story. Wherever they went, it was legal. It wasn't Switzerland, but it was somewhere over there.
Get more at 971talk.com.